Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans. But before we go into the sermon, let me remind you about our website at shiarjashub.org. Make it your site for serious Bible study and access to hundreds of free Bible study radio programs and videos. That's shiarjashub.org. Here is Pastor Greg Scalzo.
Let's pick up our study in the book of Romans. We'll go right into the new section, starting at verse 13. Let me read verse 13 from the New King James. Paul writes, "Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles." So Paul's intentions, he's telling the church, and it possibly could be churches, Rome is a large city, at Rome, that he's often wanted to come to them. He's been prevented from doing so until now. And he wanted to see them in order that he might have some fruit, some harvest. That word fruit, kapas, it's a very basic rudimentary word in the Greek, kapas, fruit. Obviously, on the basic level, it means the fruit of trees, the fruit of fields, the fruit of what's planted in the earth, that which is produced by the inherent energy or the system of a living organism. You have to have life to bear fruit. And then figuratively, in the New Testament especially, metaphorically, it becomes used for works, for deeds. The fruit being the visible expression of power working inwardly, invisibly. You have to have life inside, which you can't see, to produce that outside, which you can see. The visible manifestation of that life is the fruit. And the character of fruit being evidence of the power producing it. What's inside will show itself by the type of fruit that comes out, that's visibly seen. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, I'll start from verse 16, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits," by what comes out, "you will know them." What comes out is a reflection of what's inside. The life or the lack of life or the dead life inside, dead life will produce bad fruit. Good life, living life, eternal life will produce good fruit. So the character of the fruit is evidence of the power producing it. For Christians, fruit is the visible expression of the invisible power of the Holy Spirit that's there because of our union in Christ. As the Holy Spirit's inside of us, then we bear fruit. Jesus said in John chapter 15, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit," that it's more fruitful. And then down in verse 4, he says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Karpas, for without me, you can do nothing. And then he says in verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. The visible expression of the Holy Spirit in us, in that union with Christ, he in us shows out as we're in him, as the branch is in the vine, there will be fruit. There will be an outward expression. Galatians chapter 5 shows us some of that fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. It's bad fruit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. In the Spirit of Christ, in union with the Lord Jesus, fruit comes out, and it'll be shown by our character, by the deeds we do, by the attitudes we have. And obviously, from that relationship then, there is another meaning to the word fruit, in that it impacts our ministries. And everyone that's a believer has some type of ministry, some type of calling. We've studied that in the Heavenly Authority series. As the fruit of the Lord comes from us in our character, in our attitude, in the works that we do, we will bear fruit in what the Lord has called us to do. An example of fruit as a result of evangelistic or a preaching ministry would be converts. Believers brought to the Lord, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit of a teaching ministry or many other ministries will be edification, the building up of the body of believers. The fruit of an apostolic ministry will be churches being built. There will be something that comes out of what you do for Jesus Christ, evident in other people. And so there is fruit. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, he says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I cannot tell, for I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that fruit could be born in them, the result of his ministry. If he dies, he gets to be with the Lord and he's in glory. But if he's here, there's labor he has to do, and that labor produces fruit in those that he ministers to. They are the fruit of his labor, and it's more needful for them, he says, for their progress and joy of faith. Fruit from my labor, the NIV will say fruitful labor. The American Standard Version says, this shall bring fruit from my work. So as there's fruit born inside of us, the Spirit giving us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as good works, good deeds come from us like the tree bears fruit, it will impact others that you bear fruit in them in your ministry and your calling. And that's what Paul is speaking about here. He says to them that I might have some fruit among you also. Jesus tells us the importance of that aspect of our walk as Christians to impact others, to bear fruit among them. He tells his disciples in John chapter 4, he says in verse 34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. He understood the importance of finishing, of accomplishing the work that the Father had given the Son. And then he says in verse 35, he says to them, Do you not say there is still 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. And this applies to us today. How much more as you go into the last days, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. You have entered into their labors. The labor, the work. He needs to finish the work the Father has given him. Paul knows he has a work. He has a labor in this world to bear fruit that God has called him to do, to accomplish eternal fruit, fruit for eternal life, a harvest, a kapos, fruit for eternal life. There is a labor God has called us each to do. And Paul believes here that there is a work for him to do among this church, even though he's not the founder. You know, in that scripture I just read, Jesus tells disciples, there's others that have labored, and now you're there to reap what they've labored. And you think of all the Old Testament prophets and all those who struggled under the law to maintain the word of God. And now these men, fishermen, tax gatherers, now under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they can go in, they have that which is fulfilled in Christ Jesus, and they can harvest. They can reap that which is sown by others. They can bear fruit to eternal life. And even though he's not the founder here, he knows that there's something for him to do among this church. Even as we studied last time, back in verse 11, when he says that I may impart to you some spiritual gift. He says, I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift. And there's a work for him to do, remember, in the city of Rome. We saw that last time. In Acts chapter 23, verse 11, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. There's a work he has to do at Rome.
Our church website is shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find hundreds of radio audio teaching programs, information about our church, info on Pastor Greg's award-winning book, and links to our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service on YouTube. These videos are posted up on the Shiar Jashub channels on YouTube, Rumble.com, and X.com, as well as on the church website itself. And both the Heavenly Authority and Roman series are available on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. You can find all this information, including articles, blogs, and time and place of our services, on the website at shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.